is Bhima bamboo. It's a very special species of bamboo that we are...
Luigi!
Hey, Anna. We start a little introduction with them.
Okay.
So we get an idea. So mainly Bhima bamboo is a species of bamboo that we are now getting from tissue culture. We have Dr. Bharati. He's a scientist and he's working on this species. He's also supporting this project. So Bhima bamboo is a special bamboo which can probably help create renewable energy with it. This species of bamboo is known for high quantity of biomass. And our plan is within today and over the next 1 or 2 days, we want to plant 1,000 saplings here. So this project is also an experimental project. It's going to be more for analyzing data, how this species behaves in the soil, in this weather, and how this can really affect the wood mass quantity and other things. So it's a 9-year research project. So the idea is the pits have been already filled with coir and manure.
So what's the mixture actually?
So it's a coconut coir and cow dung.
Okay.
And it's already pre-mixed. So you guys, all you have to do is just find the sampling you like and feel a pit which calls to you and just plant it, make room for it, plant it, remove the tissue, plastic, a little bit cut it or tear it off, remove the plastic and then you can cover it and there'll be some water here. Just pour one drum of water should be enough and we are already connected with drip lines, we'll be watering it. Alright, this can grow more than 30 feet.
Pardon?
30 feet or even more. Some species grow up to 130 feet.
Is the shirt you're wearing made out of...
So this is completely bamboo, yeah? So,
bamboo cloth.
Hey, Pashi.
So this kind of electricity would come down to 3 rupees per unit compared to what we are doing, 6-7 units per unit. And in cities, it's up to 13 rupees per unit.
So you produce electricity through biomass?
Yes.
As in you burn the bamboo?
So we burn the biomass and we boil water using that heat. And an incinerator is created. This incinerator is taken to the temperature of up to 200 degrees. So imagine you have a vessel and you're boiling water and you put a lid on it. When you remove the lid, so there's like a
steam,
that release of energy. That's what we are interested in. That's where the energy is.
That's what rotates the turbine.
So that energy that with the trapped energy is passed to go through small vents, pipes. These pipes have turbines in it. And this turbine, when they move, they create electricity.
So just like water and solar.
Just like windmill.
Yeah.
So the windmill, you can imagine, when the fan is moving, it's creating electricity.
Yeah.
We're using wind there, here we're going to use steam.
Steam.
But this is going to be more dependable in the sense 24 hours. We are controlling the steam. The windmill and solar is not so dependable in the sense of its weather oriented.
True.
So in the monsoon and stuff
it's
like that.
It's like a steam engine.
Yeah? It's like an electric generator with steam, yes.
Steam.
Yeah, it's a steam engine in the sense. How you used to, you can run trains, that same thing, you can trap that energy and convert it to batteries and use that.
So beside taking coal as a resource,
exactly.
You can use bamboo.
That's the main point.
So we're still burning coal though.
India is burning 50% of our electricity from coal and that's non-renewable.
Yeah.
This is renewable. In 3 years, we can have it ready for biomass burning. So biomass is everything, even the twigs are biomass. So,
true.
In that sense, just because, as I told you, raw material is not there, so the machinery is not there, so the demand is not there, it's all like a cycle. Now when we have it as raw material, you can imagine, so imagine a tree. So now this tree, how much space it takes to make one tree? And now you saw I gave 2 by 2 feet to one bamboo groove actually. So in the same span of the square per square meter, we're able to have more bamboo. So you can imagine 1 acre of this kind of plantation can give up to 60 tons of bamboo. Yeah? So that's nearly 5 to 10 times more than regular trees. So you just have more raw material, so it becomes cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So cheap and costly is more of an industrial effect.
The fixed costs are... higher when
I mean it's really an industrial effect. Like you think diamonds are expensive,
but it's actually
really cheap.
Yeah.
So it's really an industrial effect. what they want to do with the industry. Mm-hmm. But bamboo in itself, if you can imagine, it's getting ready in 3 years compared to the other plywood which gets ready in 40 years. Mm. So what should be cheaper? You know? So
even if the demand increases, the cost would effectively not rise as much as other plywoods.
It would get cheaper.
Because you have abundance.
And you'll start, people will have more people using it and demanding it. And we should demand it actually. Because when we are taking one forest tree out of a forest to make a beautiful almera in our house, it's really actually an ecosystem. It's a shelter, it's a fruit, it's a shade, so many things. But bamboo is just, it's a grass. When you cut bamboo, no one is dependent on bamboo for food, for nest, for shade, for anything. So, and it's also renewable in the sense of every 3 years it's going to come back. So if you cut a mahogany tree for next 40 years, there's nothing
you have
happening.
To wait, yes.
So this hut, it really costs about 3 to 4 lakhs, the cost. Moreover, the bamboos are used and the roof, you can see a opening in the middle, which makes it affordable for this climate, especially to get out the heat. And in that hut, if you see, you can see the bamboo mats that have been used, but here are the bamboo splits, and just they are covered with a polythene sheet, and above that a white mesh is covered. That's all. It makes the roof very simple. So these type of housing with the rammed earth bamboos, and see how the foundations are made. They are just made with the PVC.
This we can make within 2 weeks.
Yeah, just it takes 2 weeks. The concrete, you can see here, right? The concrete is poured inside the grooves, and just the PVCs are kept inside for the support, and then the bamboos are left in. There stands the building, and here the wall comes with the rammed earth, and they're covered with splits here.
So we know the project's been going on for 13 years now, this particular project, and like, what do you see as the future of this project?
See, from what I understand, because let's be clear that this is not a natural variety of bamboo. Bhima bamboo is tissue cultured. So therefore, it has certain plus points as compared to the same species when they're naturally grown. One, this doesn't expand into large clusters. Secondly, it does not have thorns. And thirdly, it does not flower. So these are considered to be advantages. But it may need more water to survive, need more nourishment to survive. So this experiment that we are conducting is basically to study the various parameters over a period of 3 years. And when you talk about the future, without even our little experiment, today 15 countries are growing this bamboo for various uses besides India. Large plantations, and what I understand from the promoter of this tissue culture, that Maldives has given up the entire island to Bhima bamboo. So what is the future? The future will tell, but it seems very positive. Second thing I want to share with you is that this particular variety per stem or per square meter or per acre gives much 4 times higher yield than the same species which are natural. So therefore the advantage is economical as well. And it is estimated that on average an acre can yield about 40 tons of biomass of Bhima bamboo, which if taken up by the people who are doing cash crops like cashewina and so on and so forth, they can 3 to 4 times improve their income per acre. That's an advantage. Also, there are possibilities when you effectively use it in manufacture of paper or other products, paper in particular. Therefore, your economy of production becomes a very important point, and you get a very high fiber mass. So these are the advantages. It can improve the industrial activities, product manufacture, and I know, I have seen some of the products that have come from China. It's amazing what you can do with bamboo products. So as far as Arovel is concerned, I see if we take up this seriously, we can perhaps set up a very effective economical industrial zone only on bamboo.
And there are also some environmental gains, isn't it, Pashi?
Well, that I don't say it because that any bamboo will give you. But let's say that if we are talking about the bamboo as an environmental asset, single bamboo plant generates about 230 kg of oxygen every year, which is equivalent to what each human being consumes in a year. So all that oxygen that you need for your survival, plant one bamboo in your backyard. Second thing, bamboo also absorbs 400 to 430 kg of carbon dioxide. It's one of the best carbon sinks in the organic field, far more than even a tree. So there you are. So you generate oxygen and you absorb carbon dioxide. And if Kyoto Protocol continues, whoever has 1,000 acres can make, you know how much?
Billion.
What?
4,000 into $10, 4,000 tons into $10 per year.
Thank you.
Another interesting thing about bamboo, and you know, bamboo belongs to the grass family. It is same family to which sugarcane also belongs. These have carbon metabolic cycles which are different from other crops, and therefore they are far more efficient fixers of carbon dioxide. That is the reason why, as he was saying, they are able to fix carbon dioxide far better than most other plants. So if you look at any other tree crops, they will not have the same kind of metabolism. So bamboo is ideally suited. It is very well suited for our agroclimatic and environmental zones. And it can do well under irrigated conditions and under fertilized conditions. It can also do reasonably well even in poor soils where irrigation is not there. What happens is the growth will be a little stunted, and it will not put on the same amount of biomass in a year when the rainfall is not optimal. But when the rainfall is there, it will again catch up. It doesn't die really. It is able to survive the drought. So this is actually a very, very versatile plant which can handle weather differences, you know, climatic differences.